In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, in our reading this morning and in our sketch, it's about the Lord's Prayer. And the disciples here in our reading ask Jesus to teach them to pray. They wanted to learn about Jesus' way of praying. And in response, the Lord taught them some lessons concerning prayer. And today, these lessons are as valid, as important as they were when they were given. Now, this morning, I want us to look closely at those lessons under the title, How to Get God's Attention Following the Lord's Prayer Model. Now, firstly, we need a proper motive. We need a proper motive when we come to prayer. Prayer must come from a heart that is genuine and confident in expectations. As James chapter 4, verse 2 and 3 says, "You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." Now, the disciples here had just witnessed Jesus praying. They noticed the closeness he had with the Father. Prior to this chapter, they witnessed the miracles that he performed after prayers. He did the same when he fed 5,000 people. He prayed before feeding people. He did the same when Lazarus was risen. He did the same. And they noticed that something powerful happens when he prayed. So they saw the power of prayer lived out and the glory it brought to God, and they wanted the same power in their own lives. So they say, teach us to pray. Now, notice here, their request is not just about to pray, not about how to pray, but they specifically ask, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. We might ask the same question as well. We also need to learn how to pray. They remembered John the Baptist, his prayer life, whose main motive was to glorify God and nothing else. John's prayer was about glorifying God. So they could remember. So he said, teach us as well as John the Baptist taught his disciples. Therefore, the proper motive for our prayer is not to get our will done in heaven, but to get God's will done on earth through us. It's all about God. It's all about God. But the Bible says again in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, it says, whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it all for God's glory. Whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. And too often we spend our time on prayer, seeking a change in our circumstances. Lord, look at this one. Lord, look what is happening here. Lord, look at this one. Look. Maybe what we need is a profound change in our own character. Change starts within ourselves. So the first thing is the way we come to Him, the motives that drives us to come to God. Now, secondly, we need a proper method of prayer. That is what Jesus taught teaching them. This prayer is called the Lord's Prayer. We all know, you know, we put on our order of service a prayer and the Lord's Prayer. We are all familiar with that one. Reciting that one every Sunday, probably other days as well, as you pray in your own prayer time. And it is really the model of prayer. It is a skeleton around which we can build our own prayer and make it pleasing unto the Lord. It's a nice example, a nice model method we can use. Notice here the elements that Jesus mentioned a prayer ought to include. He mentioned a list of things. A proper prayer has to have a proper direction. Direction to who? Prayer has to be directed to God for who He is and what He can do. God said through Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, He said, "Call to me and I will answer. I will tell you wonderful and marvelous things that you know nothing about." God Himself said, "Call to me." He is requesting for us to call Him. Call to me. Call to me. Hence, Jesus started prayer with Father. Calling Father. And secondly, praise and thanksgiving. A prayer has to have that element of praise and thanksgiving. And Ephesians chapter 5:20 says, "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, always give thanks for everything to God the Father." Always take time to worship and thank the Lord in prayer. Always give thanks for everything to God the Father. Then a prayer also ought to have concern for God's kingdom. Concern for others as well. Concern for things that are happening around. A church minister was visiting an elderly lady and started by apologizing for being late that day because he had been all around the parish visiting people. "Why," said the old lady, "that is just where I have been as well." But this lady was, she couldn't walk. She was bedridden. "But you cannot walk," exclaimed the minister. "Ah," she said, "you see, my soul is not bedridden. I just go around the parish every day in prayer while I lie here." What a wonderful statement. The body is just lying in the bed, but her soul, her mind is praying for the parish. There's no time you cannot say, "I can pray," because the body is not required. Our soul, I pray. I go around in prayer, concern about God's kingdom. Pray for the church. Pray for those lost in the community, right from her bed. And God really is pleased with such prayers. Again, prayer for God's will. It's all about God's will. It's not about us. Whose will do we really want? We usually come to God with a list of prayers, list of things we want God to do. Whether those things are in God's will, we don't know. But say, only pray in God's will. Let His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15 says, "We have courage in God's presence because we are sure that He hears us if we ask Him for anything that is according to His will." He hears us whenever we ask Him. And hence we know this is true. We know also that He gives us what we ask from him. His will to be done. Again, a prayer. In the prayer, we have to give him our request. Of course, we can bring our own request in our prayer. And Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need. Always asking him with a thankful heart. Be thankful when you ask him. I'm not saying you don't have to ask God anything. Yes, said, come to him and ask him. But also, you have to be thankful when you come to him. God will answer. And sometimes, his answer might not be what you are looking for. Because it's all about him, it's not about us. Sometimes the prayer can be a shocking prayer, a shocking answer you're not expecting for. We have so many examples in the Bible. Remember when they were praying for Peter who was in the prison? They were praying for him to be released. But when he came and knocked the door, they didn't go to open. One lady went to open, then he came in. They were surprised. They should not be half surprised because they were praying for it. See, sometimes we pray, but we don't really mean it. But they were praying for him to be released. And God answered their prayers. But they were surprised. Oh, my goodness. And so, sometimes we are surprised by God's answers. And sometimes we are disappointed by God's answers. Because it's not what we're looking for. But remember, it's not about us. It's about him. Whatever he does, it might look not good for you as your understanding. But it is always the best for you at that time. That's why you have to come to him in thanksgiving. Because whatever he does, it's good for us. He knows why. Again, when we pray, an element of confession of personal sin has to be there. Not our neighbor's sin. Not our friend's sins. Oh Lord, you know what he did. You know what she did. Mrs. Smith has something on my money. You know, it's all about us. Lord, I've come to you. As we sang, not my brother, not my sister, not my father, not my neighbor. It's me, oh Lord. It's me, oh Lord. Always start with your own personal sin. 1 John 1:9 says, but if we confess our sins to God, he will keep his promises and do what is right. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all our wrongdoings. If we confess our sins, not someone else's sins, then God will forgive us. Then, also, a prayer ought to have forgiveness of others. Regardless of what they may have done or said to you, or done or said about you, just forgive. And this is where really needs the power of God to be able to do that. We cannot do that in our own flesh. Forgiveness is one of the difficult things to do, to say sorry. It's very, very, it's a very short word, but very difficult to come out of our mouth. When we know someone else is wrong, but we come out and say sorry. But the Bible says, forgive others as we forgive ourselves. It's not easy, but we ought to do it. And Matthew 6 said, but if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive you. He will not forgive the wrongs you have done. It's conditional. But again, our prayers have to have then victory. Deliverance and victory.
as we read in 1 Corinthians 15, said, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ."
This is say, although we can hear, it is quite difficult to do it, but thanks be to God that we have victory through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can help us to do all these things. And indeed, he gave us the model. A model how to pray. We have victory in him.
When you want to forgive someone, go back to Jesus. "Lord, help me here. I can't do it myself. I cannot. The word sorry cannot come out from my mouth. I want you, Lord, to help me here." And we have victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
We had a number of things that Jesus said. We could go through the whole Lord's Prayer. Maybe it could be another study on its own. But these are some of the things that Jesus has commanded us to pray about, to include in our prayers. Does that mean that God will not listen if you don't pray in that way? If you don't include all those things in one prayer, do you think God will not listen to us? We cannot even remember the order. We can't even remember all the things, but does that mean if you don't pray that order, God will never listen to us? No. God will still listen to you. There's one condition. Because God looks at our attitude in our prayer. The Bible says in James 5:16, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, for ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." I used King James Version here. It really has powerful meaning in this case. It is not the method of our prayers, or how orderly they are, or how nice they might be, our prayer to be effective. It's not about the method or how orderly they are. It is fervence of spirit which availeth much. It's how we come to God. In other words, a persistent and confident prayer of a discerning and expectant person is powerful and effective. How we come to God, that all matters. In this passage, Jesus has given us a model for our prayers in order to get God's attention. How well does your prayer line up with it today? If you look at your prayer life and Jesus' model of prayer, how does your own prayer model fit in with Jesus' model? One man said that if you run away from God in the morning, if you run away from God in the morning, you will not find him for the rest of the day. We cannot afford not to pray. It's part of our life. Our Christian life is made of prayer. Prayer. Just as you want to hear about how your earthly family is doing every day, so does our Abba Father want to hear from you, and you will also benefit to hear from your Heavenly Father. He's always interested to hear from you as his child. So this morning, I just want to suggest to you that if you want somewhere to start your prayer, then our Lord Jesus has given us where and how to start this prayer, the Lord's Prayer. It is a complete prayer on its own.
and always start with relationship with God. It's always about God. Start with God. The model, we pray every Sunday, whenever you do it, and some of us, we know that prayer by heart. And sometimes it becomes just a, you know, as we, you know, as our drama, I was just praying my daily prayer. But what does it mean? It's a prayer. Start with God, the relationship with God. It may be that you are out of fellowship with God. It might be that your relationship with God at the moment might not be at the best. And your prayer life is hindered as a result. This would be a good time to renew your relationship with God. Very good time. And to get God's attention. Let us pray. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. We thank you that this day you remind us how we should pray. You are our example and helper. So help us. Help us, we pray, to be and to do what glorifies you. In your powerful name we have prayed. Amen.